Lydia Rebine from the Madison Public Library is in the studio for Madison Dawson Camby Library Show. And good afternoon, Lydia.
Hey there, Paul. It's been a while since I've been over here and we've done this. We've had some fun interviews in the meantime, but it seems like it's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while since we've had you in the studio. We've interviewed a number of authors that were at the libraries.
Yep.
Very interesting. The one comedian lady, can't remember her name.
Lorna Landvik. Yep. Yes.
She was very good.
Yep. Yeah, she was very fun over in Dawson that night.
Did you have a good turnout with her?
We did. Okay. So, yeah. She is always a hoot.
Yep.
But yeah, it sort of randomly turned into spring since I was here last.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Oh, it's been nice. Can't complain.
April 1st, it was a Saturday, we had a snowstorm, and I had to walk to work. Mm-hmm. And that was, now look at it. Over a little over a month ago, we're in shorts.
Yep, and the grass is green, and so are the trees. Yeah. Of course, we can't rule out the May blizzard. It's happened before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a May blizzard?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how many years it's been, but we've definitely had a few where it dumped a bunch of feet of snow on us.
Okay. Well, shame on you for mentioning that.
Tempting nature.
Yeah, okay. All right. What's happening at the libraries?
Well, we are thinking of summer, even not just spring, but summer. We're getting geared up for our 2023 children's summer reading program. This year's theme is Find Your Voice. Our voices have power. We use our voices to share stories, express ourselves, and spark change. We perform, and the actions we take from day to day impact our world. So that is the theme, and we'll have different programs, slightly different, at Madison, Dawson, Camby. Everybody kind of does their own thing. But in Madison, we're going to be having weekly crafts and activities and our always very fun weekly preschool story times. So that is all in the works. We're getting geared up for it. Stay tuned for details as we get closer to that time. We'll be out on the radio and social media and in the paper with details about summer reading. Then jumping back to the present, in Madison for adults, starting next week on Monday, May 15th, I'm going to have some take and make craft kits available for a really fun jewelry project. We're going to be using embroidery floss to create a custom feather necklace. A little hard to describe, but check out our Facebook page. I'm going to be getting a photo up on there soon, and you can get a better idea of what that is, but I think it'll be a really fun one. Then for kids, also starting next week on Monday, May 15th, we're going to have take and make kits. They could also do them in the library if they wanted, but take and make kits available for a travel tic-tac-toe board, as well as kits for a paper flower vase craft. So things to check out in Madison. For events coming up in June, we'll be hosting another author visit. This one will be with author Samantha Specks, author of Dovetails in Tall Grass, which tells the story of Emma, whose family farmstead is attacked by Dakota Sioux warriors, and Onikika, who desperately tries to hold on to her calling as a healer and follow the orders of her father, Chief Little Crow. When the war is over and revenge-fueled war trials begin, each young woman is faced with an impossible choice. In a swiftly changing world, both Emma and Onikika must look deep within and fight for the truth of their convictions, even as horror and injustice unfolds all around them. Inspired by the true story of the 38 Dakota Sioux men hanged in Minnesota in 1862, the largest mass execution in U.S. history, Dovetails in Tall Grass is a powerful tale of two young women connected by the fate of one man. Specs will be at the Camby Library on Tuesday, June 13th at 11 a.m. And then later that same day, she's going to be in Madison at 7 p.m. So again, that is Tuesday, June 13th, 11 a.m. in Camby, 7 p.m. in Madison. And these events are free. They're open to the public, so stop by for that. Also in Madison, I have a few extra copies of Dovetails in Tall Grass that I'm going to be holding a raffle for leading up to Speck's visit. So stop by the adult circulation desk and put your name and phone number into the drawing for that between now and June 1st.
Okay. Yeah, that story is always fascinating me.
Yeah, fascinating and tragic.
Yep, very tragic. Yep.
Yep. Other things to mention, book clubs. We have our book clubs that meet monthly in Dawson, Cambie, and Madison. Dawson and Cambie's meet on the first Tuesday of the month, with Cambie's at 10:30 in the morning, and Dawson's is at 6:30 in the evening. Madison's, meanwhile, meets the second Tuesday of the month at 7:15 p.m. And then, last but not least, one thing I wanted to remind everybody of is that Madison, Dawson, and Cambie all have telescopes that you can check out. Oh, yeah. And it's the perfect time of year for that again. Much easier than trying out a telescope in winter. Your fingers will like you better doing it in spring or summer. So telescopes can be checked out by any patron who's age 18 or older and who has a valid Pioneerland library card and a photo ID. They can be checked out for 1 week, and they come in a kit that includes lunar filters, star maps, instructions, and much more. So definitely come check out a telescope. They are not, you know, a chintzy telescope. They're a very nice telescope, and I think people will really enjoy them. So come take a look at one of those.
Yeah, that's a nice service type thing.
Yeah, something a little different, and yeah, lots of possibilities. And we have lots of books that you could check out along with them on stargazing and identification, all kinds of different things. So lots of possibilities.
Yep. Okay. Well, should we move in? Let's talk about what the staff is reading at the libraries.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm reading a book called Ghosts of the Orphanage, A Story of Mysterious Deaths, A Conspiracy of Silence, and A Search for Justice by Christine Keneally. The shocking secret history of 20th century orphanages, which for decades hid violence, abuse, and deaths within their walls. For much of the 20th century, a series of terrible events, abuse, both physical and psychological, and even deaths, took place inside orphanages. The survivors have been trying to tell their astonishing stories for a long time, but disbelief, secrecy, and trauma have kept them from breaking through. For 10 years, Christine Keneally has been on a quest to uncover the harrowing truth. Centering her story on St. Joseph's, a Catholic orphanage in Vermont, Keneally has written a stunning account of a series of crimes and abuses. But her work is not confined to one place. Following clues that take her into the darkened corners of several institutions across the globe, she finds a trail of terrifying stories and a courageous group of survivors who are seeking justice. Ghosts of the Orphanage is an incredible true crime story and a reckoning with a past that has stayed buried for far too long. Karen is reading The Book Spy by Alan Holleed. 1942, with the war's outcome hanging in the balance, every sliver of intelligence can be critical. Though far from the battlefields, cities like Lisbon's Portugal's new capital... That was a funky way to say that sentence. Though far from the battlefields, cities like Lisbon, Portugal's new capital, become linchpins in a different kind of warfare, as President Roosevelt sends an unlikely new task force on a unique mission. They are librarians and microfilm specialists trained in espionage, working with a special branch of the Office of Strategic Services. By acquiring and scouring Axis newspapers, books, technical manuals, and periodicals, the librarians can gather information about troop location, weaponry, and military plans. Maria Alves, a microfilm expert working at the New York Public Library, is dispatched to Lisbon, where she meticulously photographs publications and sends the film to London to be analyzed. Working in tandem with Tiago Soares, a brave and honorable bookstore owner on a precarious mission of his own, providing Jewish refugees with forged passports and visas, Maria acquires vital information, including a directory of arms factories in Germany. But as they grow closer, any future together is jeopardized when Maria's superiors ask her to pose as a double agent. Alice is reading 3 Days to Live by James Patterson. The people closest to you can be the most dangerous enemies in this heart-pounding collection of 3 brand new thrillers from the master of suspense. In 3 Days to Live, a CIA agent bride is on her European honeymoon when she and her husband are poisoned, leaving her 72 hours to take revenge. In Women and Children First, when a deal goes bad on a tech executive in Washington, D.C., he turns an order to kill his family into a chance to relive his military glory days. And in The Housekeepers, a Los Angeles doctor trusts her 2 housekeepers, but when she's murdered in a botched attempt to steal drugs, the pair of grifters vie to control control their former employer's estate, facing off against the Russian mob. And Naomi is reading The Girl Who Came Home by Hazel Gaynor. A voyage across the ocean becomes the odyssey of a lifetime for a young Irish woman. Ireland, 1912. 14 members of a small village set sail on the RMS Titanic, hoping to find a better life in America. For 17-year-old Maggie Murphy, the journey is bittersweet. Though her future lies in an unknown new place, her heart remains in Ireland with Seamus, the sweetheart she left behind. When disaster strikes, Maggie is one of the few passengers in steerage to survive. Waking up alone in a New York hospital, she vows to never speak of the terror and panic of that fateful night again. Chicago, 1982. Adrift after the death of her father, Grace Butler struggles to decide what comes next. When her great-grandmother Maggie shares the painful secret about the Titanic that she's been harboring for a lifetime, the revelation gives Grace new direction and leads both her and Maggie to unexpected reunions with those they thought lost long ago.
All right. Nice job, Lydia. Always interesting to see what you guys are reading over there.
Yes, we seem to have a theme of historical fiction going this time.
Fiction, oh, I like historical nonfiction.
Yep.
That's what I like.
Nonfiction is my favorite, too, but gotta have variety, right?
That's right, a lot of variety. All right, so how can people contact you over at the libraries?
Well, they can always give us a call in Madison at 320-598-7938. It's extension 1 for the adult desk, extension 3 for the children's desk. We're located on the north end of Main Street in Madison, on the west side of the street. And Madison Library is open Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 to 5:30, Tuesdays and Thursdays 10 to 7:30, Fridays 1:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays 10 to 2. During the weekdays, we're always closed from 1 to 1:30 for lunch.
All right. Thanks, Lydia, for coming in.
Always great to visit, Paul.
All right. That's Lydia Rebine with our Madison-Dawson-Canby Library Show.